What you're about to listen to was originally broadcast on 98.5 Sunshine FM, Perth, Western Australia. For details, go to the website 98five.com.
98.5 Weekdays with Mike, and a very good morning and welcome to the studio. Once again, regular guest Adrian Munro, CEO of Richmond Wellbeing.
Great to be here.
It's nice to have you back. We're going to continue our discussion around mental health today. And we're going to be talking about preparation.
Absolutely.
Great topic.
Yep. Thinking forward about it. How can you set up your life and set up routines to protect your mental health and well-being as we prepare for the spread of Omicron and what's inevitably going to impact us? It doesn't mean that we can't maintain good mental health and well-being.
Interesting thought. I'm just thinking about people that are working from home and probably have been working at home for, almost a bit more than 2 years now.
Yes. Look, I would hope that everyone who does work from home by now has already set up. It was only last week. I've done a lot of working from home, but I didn't want to have another desk and another monitor set up in the house. But it's inevitable, and I do so much from home. I need to have a decent setup. So I've got a great table that's ergonomically set up for me. It's all really easy and convenient and really comfortable, and it's in a well-lit space, and I've got a window behind me so I can look out into the garden as well, just to break up your eyes.
Yeah.
And so I've got a really good home setup now. So
that makes a difference. Does that make
huge,
a difference?
Yeah. I hate
how
sitting on
feel
a laptop. Yeah.
Yeah, so do I.
Yeah, it's so inconvenient. And this is the physio in me coming out. It's just
ergonomically
terrible sitting on the laptop. But I think you get tired more and your eyes are more strained, and you kind of think, I've got to do 3 hours of work on the laptop. I don't really like that. So I've got a real keyboard, a mouse. I just, plug in my laptop. It sets up with a monitor and keyboard and mouse. So, but it's a great space, a really good space in the house. Yeah, as I said, lots of light, windows. The dog comes up and wants a pat fairly regularly.
Course.
So, but it's important to have a good setup, because I have to think about, and this is as we prepare, thinking about this segment, this term, it's about not catastrophizing. I know some people are very nervous and anxious about what might come. Now, who knows exactly what will come, but there are lots of things we can do, and we just need to prepare for. If you look at things at the moment, there could be a couple of occasions where I might need to be at home for a week because I may get COVID, or it may be a close contact. So
sure.
What I'm trying to balance is just being realistic and really being really practical to think, well, what would I do if I had to be at home for two or three stints of a week, or if I had to stay at home looking after my kids and working from home? So I'm not catastrophizing or thinking, it's going to be really bad. I'm just going to think, well, I've done this before. And this is the thing for a lot of us. We've been living through this for 2 years, so we can just think really practically and be well organized. And there's not the need to be kind of fearful about what may be coming.
So the physical then really does translate to your mental health. Thinking about how you are feeling physically in that space obviously translates to how you are coping and how you are managing your day from a mental health perspective, right?
Human beings are complex. And it's not correct when we say, I separate all these parts of my life and all these parts of who I am. That's not real. And so much research out there that says, that our physical environment absolutely impacts our mental health.
Yeah.
And we are, every part of us, our feelings, our emotions, our physical health and well-being, the environment we're in, how people talk to us, how we talk, all of these things combine to give us a general sense of well-being and mental health.
So
they're all related.
It's almost a bit more physical. It sort of meets mental today, isn't it, Adrian? Thinking about you set up at home, how important are chairs and desks and all those things. Did you say you've got a setup at home?
Yep.
Were you quite particular with the space, thinking about
really
light and all those things?
Yeah.
Airflow even?
Definitely. Yeah, I mean, we've got really high ceilings, so it helps in our kind of very old place, but it'll be interesting in winter, it'll be a bit cold. But it's really important to get a comfortable space, and don't do work in your bedroom because your mind knows, I sleep. Yeah, and it's very hard to concentrate and do work. So, your bedroom should just be for sleeping because your mind knows.
Good tip.
Don't confuse your mind. It's really important to have a very good space set up where you can comfortably think well and do work for an extended period of time.
Mm. I always think clear desk, clear mind. I like a completely, I like things really organized.
You should see my
and
office.
And I feel better.
It's very neat. Yeah, I can't think if I've got too many bits of paper out.
Clutter. Does that make a difference, do you think?
Oh, definitely. Well, I think so. I can't think where there's lots of clutter around.
So. What other things would you suggest that works well? If you're working from home, give us a call. Love to know. 9313-0985. What have you done? What's your setup look like?
Well, I know for some people, and this is the benefits of 98.5 is that some people, you know, go to work, lots of people around, love being social. And if you live on your own, for example, or fairly quiet at home, people really miss, especially after a few weeks, that social interaction. Definitely. So it may be a really good idea to have 98.5 on in the background, people talking, tune in with Mike between 10 and 2. But have some noise there, because some people they can feel a bit lonely with, you know, week on end of just a totally quiet house. So I would really encourage people to think about that, to think about, you know, how they respond. Some people absolutely love working from home because they love not having interruptions from people. Sure. But some people really thrive on that social interaction and seeing people. So it's about assessing for you, well, what are the needs that you need met that are being met at work that aren't being met at home? How can you look at replacing those? But it could also be that you might just need to take a lunch break and have lunch with your family, or call a friend during the day, or be more proactive in linking with your community networks, because that's a really important one for us to continue to think about as things unfold.
Because if you are working from home and have been working from home, you could be in such a routine and being quite isolated and almost getting used to that isolation, which is not a good thing for your mental health, right?
Yes. And if I do a couple of days at home, because, yeah, it is good to be able to, you know, get up, get ready, get out, go to work, because you have to, you know, think differently and prepare differently. Yeah. I don't do, you know, 4 or 5 days consecutive at home, because I need to go out and see people. And so at least I had that bit of a break to break up the monotony, because I know some people say that as well. So you may need to break up your day with a walk in the middle of the day or beginning of the end. Just thinking creatively about how you manage your day.
Bit of exercise?
Yeah, that's always very good. That's why the school kids do it, you know, first thing in the morning. My kids go and do 10 or 15 minutes of running around and exercise before they start the day, because you think so much more clearly after you've done a bit of exercise in the morning. So it's not effective just to roll out of bed straight to your work desk. You need to wake up and get your body moving. So you cannot separate the physiology from the psychology, that's for sure.
Good tip. Good morning, Rex from Kingsley. Do you work from home, Rex?
Yeah, g'day, Mike and Adrian. Yes, I do, and I have for about 2 years now.
Okay, what does your place look like? Were you quite deliberate in how you set your place up?
Yeah, we were blessed. I guess we had an area which we always set up as a bit of a study. So we had that before COVID struck. It probably wasn't ready to be full times of work from, but it was okay for weekends. So we had some multiple monitors and a PC that was set up. So I think we were blessed in that regard.
Sure. What about your things like chairs and desks? Were you quite particular in making sure you got some really sort of really suitable gear?
Yeah, so we do. We've got some proper office furniture. So my wife and myself actually both work from home, and all the, well, I guess the desk is the right height and the right size, and I think so that the setup is good. It's probably pretty much what you'd have in an office, I guess.
And so, Rex, is it a benefit having your wife there, or is it a distraction? Because I could imagine your wife could be saying all day, "You haven't done the dishes."
I'm immensely privileged. Actually, we're both engineers, so we work from home and we're back to back, and we get to chat the whole day. So it's been a privilege that for the first time in my life, she's actually my colleague. We work on the same project as well. So it's been immensely blessing.
That is great, because that would be a big test for a lot of marriages, working on the same project. That would be. So that's obviously working well. All power to you guys, Rex. That's great that it's working well.
It's a blessing, but I guess where the challenge would be for a lot of couples, we're normally very in sync, which is a big privilege. But, you know, you wouldn't, the workspace where I'm now is part of the living room, basically just a room off the living room. So, you know, I guess if you didn't get on well, then you'd spend the whole day in this small area, and then you just leave that area and be in the house. So I guess you'd see the same people 24/7. That's probably the one downside of working from home, potentially.
Yeah. Now, Adrian, have you got any more audit questions that we should be checking, how Rex has got set up? What else would you be checking?
Look, an engineer, I'm sure he's got it all worked out very well. My brother's an engineer. He's very scientific. What I would say with Rex, the benefit of having your wife on the same project is great, you're there, but it'd be hard to separate. Well, a challenge would be separating work and actually switching off. And that's one of the things I notice. It's easy just to keep working when you're at home, but about having that switch off because work can follow you. And I guess that's the other consideration as our final message for today is, it's great working from home, there's lots of benefits, but we do need to create that space. As we mentioned about our mind switching on and off, as important as it is to switch on in the morning and, you know, freshen your mind up, it's also just as important at the end of the day to switch off and realize that you might still be at the same house and in the same room, but creating that space for you to switch off. And it may be that you need to go for a walk, or you need to go for a jump on my trampoline, go for a swim with the kids, whatever it is that you do, to kind of put a block in the day to say, no, my work day is finished and now I'm at home relaxing with the family, because we don't want work to permeate and just keep crossing over into our family time.
It's good. Thanks for your call, Rex. Really appreciate that. Adrian, we'll take a break. We'll come back and wrap things up.
Great.
Good call from Rex.
Yeah, great.
Amazing. I'm still trying to work out how that works. With you're working with your wife in the same room, on the same job.
They've obviously got a lot of patience and get on really well.
They must.
Hats off to them.
How would you go?
Well, we could call up my wife and ask her, and she would say, absolutely no way would she ever work with me. I think she likes working in a hospital away from me.
Okay. Yeah. I think my wife would be... I don't think we'd last too long in the same room working on the same project, although. Adrian, it's been good having you in. Just some some final thoughts and final tips about what we've been talking about today.
So, look, we know there's a significant amount of unknown based on what's going to happen with Omicron. But what we do know is there are lots of things we can do to prepare. There are things that we can take control of. And that's what we're focusing on this term, is about what we can do to protect our mental health and well-being. The first thing is not having fear, realizing that actually, look, we've been preparing for this for 2 years. Mm. We've been through this before. And, you know, if you're working from home, that's what we discussed today, just be prepared, plan, make a good space, do all the things you need to be productive, but also put some barriers in so you can switch off. In a fortnight's time, we're going to talk about what we can do for ourselves as individuals. So I've got lots of things set up for hobbies. So if I'm at home for 7 or however many days as isolating, I've got lots of hobbies. I will not be sitting at home with nothing to do but watch TV. I'll have endless amounts of hobbies. So I'm going to talk about that and about what others can do to start forward planning. What would you do if you're at home? You know, we've got a whole heap of jigsaws for the kids. So
brilliant.
We're already thinking about this, and everyone can do it. Very, very simple, but practical steps to promote and enhance good mental health and well-being in what we're about to experience with Omicron.
Look forward to catching up in a fortnight, Adrian.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks so much. My guest in the studio this morning has been the CEO of Richmond Wellbeing, Adrian Munro. Looking forward to continuing our chat in a fortnight's time around mental health.
For more details on this and other programs, contact 98.5 Sunshine FM, Perth, Western Australia, or visit the website 98five.com.